Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Later today, I'll be wrapping up my programs down here in Silver Dollar City, Missouri, and heading back for Nebraska. I'll need to hit the ground running. We may try to get calves weaned this week, and I'm hoping that there are some corn stalks opened up, because I doubt we've grown too much grass while I've been in Missouri. I again want to say thanks to Beth and my neighbors for keeping things running the last couple of weeks. And I'd like to dedicate this poem to Beth and to all of you Mr. Homegrown listeners, better halves. Where would we be without them? Western punchers tell of a quiet kind of spell when they finish shipping cattle in the fall. For them the job is done, for others it has just begun. Some Midwest cowboy deals with the beller and the ball. The thing that's most alarming if you live in cattle farming in the early morning hours for the dawn is the silence and the pall just before your fences fall and thundering hooves are running across your lawn. A feeder name of Lightning that man and beast find frightening seems he never does strike in the same place twice. If his wife had got to choose, she'd give him a longer fuse, 'cause when flying off the handle, he isn't very nice. The night that he shot from his bed with an awful sort of dread, the stampeding cattle had made the whole house shake. With all the speed that he could muster, he had meant to grab his duster, but he donned his darling's house coat by mistake. He would not make a case for a puncher wearing lace. His outfit truly was a sight. Roper boots just half-calf high, frills just below the thigh. The exposed hide was a neon shade of white. Lightning sat tall in the saddle, though not quite dressed for battle. He was charging hard and trying to catch the herd. His wife followed in his Chevy, driving like her foot was heavy, knowing she had best not say a word. The calves had hit the highway, though not a busy byway, especially at this hour of the morn, when a trucker long on nerve came a-whippin' round the curve, and to the race he drove with a pull upon his horn. As the calves went racing by, a sight caught that trucker's eye, an eerie specter in his headlights did reflect. Was it an angel or a demon? Well, he thought he heard it screamin', and it was anatomically correct. 'Cause Lightning was a-flashin' up the highway he was dashin'. By now his gown was trailin' like a kite, using language best called blue, like a comet fast he flew, a cross-dressin' caballero cuttin' slices through the night. In the moonlight's pale glow, he saw the calves begin to slow. He reined his horse into the ditch to get on by. His wife was close behind, though she thought he'd lost his mind. As a team, they were truly long on try. The morning sun was rising new as Cowboy and his crew headed home, the pace now slowing down. And as fate would go, you know, they met the morning traffic flow of high school kids and folks that work in town. With his gown tucked into place and a grin across his face, Lightning waved like a rodeo queen, and his wife pulled up beside to help finish out the ride. In his mind, he felt she was pretty keen, because he could have been disgraced had her love been misplaced, humbled on the high horse where he sat. But she had made things right. She was precious in his sight, for she had thought to bring him out his hat. This will be a short week here on the ranch, because we plan to be in Valentine this coming weekend for Old West Days and the 21st Annual Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. The Old West Days Committee have put together one of the best lineups ever. You will not want to miss this year's Old West Days. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.